Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
This morning, it is a joy to be gathered together to worship God. This is the day that the Lord has made. May we prepare ourselves to receive God's presence again. Shall we unite our hearts and our voices in prayer? Holy God of power and mystery, your prophets had visions of dry bones, putting on flesh and returning to life at the sound of your word being spoken. We long to hear words that will bring us back to life, that will revitalize the church in our dryness. You have spoken these words to us already through your Son. You will raise us up and bring life to your church. Bring your life to us today. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson this morning is from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 1 through 14. Sometime later, I felt the Lord's power take control of me, and his spirit carried me to a valley full of bones. The Lord showed me all around, and everywhere I looked, I saw bones that were dried out. He said, "Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones come back to life?" I replied, "Lord God, only you can answer that." He then told me to say, "Dry bones, listen to what the Lord is saying to you. I, the Lord God, will put breath in you, and once again you will live. I will wrap you with muscles and skin and breathe life into you. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I did what the Lord said, but before I finished speaking, I heard a rattling noise. The bones were coming together. I saw muscles and skin cover the bones, but they had no life in them. The Lord said, Ezekiel, now say to the wind, the Lord God commands you to blow from every direction and to breathe life into these dead bodies so that they can live again. As soon as I said this, the wind blew among the bodies and they came back to life. They all stood up and there were enough to make a large army. The Lord said, Ezekiel, the people of Israel are like dead bones. They complain that they are dried up and that they have no hope for the future. So tell them, I, the Lord God, promise to open your graves and set you free. I will bring you back to Israel, and when that happens, you will realize that I am the Lord. My spirit will give you breath, and you will live again. I will bring you home, and you will know that I have kept my promise. I, the Lord, have spoken. And the New Testament reading is from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 17 to 45. When Jesus got to Bethany, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was only about 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many people had come from the city to comfort Martha and Mary because their brother had died. When Martha heard that Jesus had arrived, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed in the house. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Yet even now I know that God will do anything you ask. Jesus told her, Your brother will live again. Martha answered, I know that he will be raised to life on the last day when all the dead are raised. Jesus then said, I am the one who raises the dead to life. Everyone who has faith in me will live, even if they die. And everyone who lives because of faith in me will never really die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she replied. I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God. You are the one we hoped would come into the world. After Martha said this, she went and privately said to her sister Mary, The teacher is here and he wants to see you. As soon as Mary heard this, she got up and went out to Jesus. He was still outside the village where Martha had gone to meet him. Many people had come to comfort Mary, and when they saw her quickly leave the house, they thought she was going out to the tomb to cry, so they followed her. Mary went to where Jesus was. Then as soon as she saw him, she knelt at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw that Mary and the people with her were crying, he was terribly upset and asked, Where have you put his body? They replied, Lord, come and you will see. Jesus started crying, and the people said, See how much he loved Lazarus? Some of them said, He gives sight to the blind. Why couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying? Jesus was still terribly upset, so he went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone rolled against the entrance. Then he told the people to roll the stone away. But Martha said, Lord, you know that Lazarus has been dead 4 days, and there will be a bad smell. Jesus replied, Didn't I tell you that if you had faith, you would see the glory of God? After the stone had been rolled aside, Jesus looked up toward heaven and prayed, Father, I thank you for answering my prayer. I know that you will always answer my prayers, but I said this so that the people here would believe that you sent me. When Jesus had finished praying, he shouted, Lazarus, come out! The man who had been dead came out. His hands and feet were wrapped with strips of burial cloth, and a cloth covered his face. Jesus then told the people, Untie him and let him go. Many of the people who had come to visit Mary saw the things that Jesus did, and they put their faith in him. May God add his blessing to this reading of his word.
Shall we pray? God, our shelter, you are our creator, redeemer, and sustainer. We draw near to you this morning and open ourselves to your presence. We confess that many situations grieve you today. Poverty, both of children and adults, fear, violence, suffering, illness, and death. Enable us to bring about your peace and wholeness. Give wisdom to all leaders. Empower them to work together that all conflicts will end and everyone can come and go in peace. We pray for all those who are sick. Surround them with your healing presence. Bring them to wholeness once again. Draw near to all, O God. Weep with those who weep, laugh with those who laugh, and enable us to do the same, that you may be glorified. We pray all this in the name of Christ, who loves us and taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Pray. May the words of our mouths, may the thoughts of our hearts, and may the actions of our lives glorify you so we may taste your goodness always. Amen. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Both Mary and Martha said this to Jesus. I think it is a pretty safe bet that many here today, listening on the radio, and countless others have said this in one form or another. God, you should not have let this happen. We long for God to swoop in and fix everything sometimes. I hear hurt in Mary and Martha. They offer two different responses to death. One runs to Jesus with her longings and her anger. One stays at home and withdraws. Both actions seem to come from the same place, a place of questioning where Jesus was in that situation. Did they feel as if Jesus had let them down? It would be a reasonable response, wouldn't it? As it is for us as well. Sometimes we might even feel abandoned by God. Or maybe you have felt like Ezekiel within the valley of the dry bones. Ezekiel was a prophet after the fall of Jerusalem. The people were in exile, maybe wondering to themselves, how do we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land, as the psalmist put it? In Ezekiel's vision, nothing he could see spoke life, only death. In this descriptive story, with all of the sights and the sounds, one might expect smells to be described. There were none. Life was that far gone, or so it seemed. It can be easy for us to slip into hopelessness from time to time, especially when death is all around us. When God asked Ezekiel if those bones would ever live, he replied, "Only you know, O God." I hear dejected feelings in that voice, that same that questions, why did you let that happen? Sometimes our prayers are not answered. We might not get the job that we want. Illness and death occur, and we lose loved ones. We wonder why God does not answer like God promised in the scriptures. Our perceived lack of faith does not cause our loved ones to suffer or die. If God was good, we think, why did God allow suffering and pain to happen? Each of us has probably had that question before. God weeps alongside of us. There is no good answer of why so much suffering happens. Yet we are not abandoned. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, God has not abandoned us. God gives us the strength that we need to get through the tragedies and the suffering of this world. Jesus' friends died. He faced rejection, cruelty, and even a painful death. God empathizes with each of us. Jesus wept for his love of Lazarus and his love for Mary and Martha. These were not just those spider tears, but real feelings. Jesus did not promise us the easy life. Jesus loved Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and still bad things happened. But God was there. First Ezekiel, and then later Mary and Martha, all had interactions with the divine in the midst of death, and they found life and hope once again. Mary and Martha both refound their faith and their trust when they looked into the face of Jesus. This is the faith that stares into the face of death and proclaims, "But it's only Friday. Sunday is a coming." Jesus said it this way: I am the one who raises dead to life. Everyone who has faith in me will live, even though they die. And everyone who lives because of faith in me will never really die. The good news today is that even in death, God redeems. Maybe the more difficult resurrection is the resurrection of identity and of crushed spirits. It was this resurrection that God would perform for God's people in Ezekiel's time and in our time as well. For the offer is to us all, beyond all of the graveyards and boneyards, there is a fertile garden. Jesus is God who is life and who gives us life throughout life and death. Both narratives end in somewhat the same way. In Ezekiel, bones have been put back together and life breathed into them. They stood on their feet and lived, that vast multitude of once dead but now living people. In the end of John's story about Lazarus, the once dead but now living Lazarus comes out with strips of linen on him, ready to be unbound. We want the rest of the story, for we don't really know what happens. We don't know how Lazarus lived the rest of his life. Each of us is like that today. We each have had life breathed into us. When situations have felt like death, resurrection comes, or it will come. What will we do now? One hint of what God calls us to do as a resurrected people is immediately after Lazarus was called out of the tomb. There stands Lazarus, tied in his grave clothes. The gospel says his hands and his feet were wrapped up in strips of linen, and the cloth covered his face. Jesus told the people, "Untie him and let him go." Lazarus was raised from the dead by Jesus, and he needed the community's help to free him for life to come. Is what we are doing in our everyday lives furthering the kingdom's ideals of unbinding people and letting them go? Or are we working in systems that create bondage and inequality, or even death? The good news that Jesus invites us into today is the work of resurrection. While there is a great difference between God's role in the resurrection and our role, God invites us to join in the work of the kingdom as a result of the life that God has given us. Hopelessness turns into hope with God's help in our lives. Hopelessness turns into hope with God working through each of us, drawing others into the community and letting them go free. Let's go out and unbind those around us so that they might be free and live. Amen.
As I walk. Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
This has been Come Out with Pastor Kim Farrell from April 6, 2014. If you had been here, sometimes we want God to swoop in and fix things for us. Mary and Martha were feeling let down and abandoned by Jesus when their brother Lazarus died. But when life feels like death to us, resurrection will come. We find hope again in the face of hopelessness, and with God working through each of us, help to unbind others from their limitations.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.